Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.
You think you know what we're going to talk about.
And welcome back to Three Fates Decide.
It just sounds more dramatic that way.
All right, so this week we are going to be talking about...
But just when you least expect it, we changed the game.
One Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
I mean, we always celebrated Easter.
You're part of the Half-Blood Prince.
So we're going to do another free talk, freestyle thing, no planned discussion.
At the end of the day, only one thing matters. We decide.
We're going to hit the main highlights.
That is the thing, like what we were saying back in that episode.
A quick recap.
Three Fates Decide Podcast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Three Fates Decide. My name is Liz, and I'm with my two co-hosts, Mary and Sam.
Hi.
Hello.
So if you were listening to our previous episode on the Black Dahlia, you will be aware that we are planning on a bunch of episodes for the month of October to be related in some way to the spooky and the macabre. So for this episode, we are starting a kind of like one of three parts related to monsters that are pretty commonly talked about around this time of the year. And for our first of the three, we are going to be talking about zombies and their hunger for brains. Brains.
I'm just gonna preface, man, and I've told you I hate zombies. That it terrifies me that it actually could happen. You don't want to know what I think ruined it for me? I Am Legend. Ruined it.
Yeah, we don't talk about that movie, because that movie was set in the year 2022.
Oh damn! All right, we can talk about it next year.
Pretty sure that movie was set in the year 2022.
Joy.
I just remember thinking like, oh, cancer, you know, cure for cancer, and all of a sudden, you know, Manhattan's taken over by zombies, and the only person left is Will Smith and his dog Sam.
Sam. Poor Sam. We don't talk about the dog.
We don't talk about Sam.
Yeah.
No, but I'm on the other spectrum of this. I am like, I love zombies. And though I have not watched all of The Walking Dead. I've meant to watch all of the seasons. I kind of got like to season 4 and then real life took over, and it's like, I couldn't watch it anymore.
Yeah. Happens.
Yeah.
My boss.
That was around the time
like,
I got pregnant. I remember.
Well,
or had a kid.
Real life.
Real life.
My boss is like adamant that there's going to be a zombie apocalypse one day, and he is packed and ready to go. I told him, we were talking about something. And he was like, dude, he's like, you got to be ready for the zombie apocalypse. I was like, I don't have to be ready. I'm coming to your house. Like, you're the one that's ready. Crossbows and like the guns. There's a house across the street. He lives in a very rich, rich area of New Jersey. And, the house across the street actually has like a moat. I'm like, oh, good. We'll go there. Because apparently zombies don't like water. Fun fact of the day.
Not according to George Romero. The...
Yeah, I was going to say, he's like the father of the modern zombie.
Yeah.
Which old-time
zombies didn't like water. I've heard it from a lot of places, though, that zombies don't like water.
Well.
Unless he's changing it up.
Well, we will talk about that very shortly, indeed.
I'll climb a tree if I have to. I don't know.
Well, somebody needs to tell the fun pimps that in their in their video game 7 Days to Die, which is basically it's a zombie apocalypse survival game. The zombies swim better than the fucking humans.
What's better than the humans?
The zombies. They swim better than the humans do. They're faster in the water than the humans are. I'm like, how? How? I think the fun pimps forgot that zombies don't like water.
Yeah. So I guess like we'll kind of split up this episode into like two parts, roughly, where the beginning of this episode we'll talk a little bit about, well, historical is not really the right word per se, but you know, we'll talk about like the
origins.
The origins and of zombies and also similar creatures to zombies. And then towards the end of the episode, we'll talk about like all the different pop culture references and usages of the zombies. So actually, before we start recording, I mentioned that there's this really excellent YouTube channel. I will post links in the show notes for this episode. But basically, there's this excellent YouTube channel that's part of PBS Digital called Storied. And they talk about like folk tales, mythology, literature, etc. And one of their subcategories is their Monstrum series. And as you could probably guess by the name of the title, Monstrum, they talk about all sorts of mythological creatures, cryptids, and monsters in folklore and literature. And naturally, they did a three-part series on the zombie, which I happen to have watched, and I will be using that as my reference for some of the stuff I'll bring up. So I guess like one interesting thing I discovered watching the series was like the very first part was talking about some of the origins of zombies. And as I mentioned before, there's like various creatures in different cultures that are similar conceptually to what we think of as the zombie. But one of the most recognized origins of the zombie is actually from the Haitian voodoo tradition. And if you happen to be really interested in that sort of thing, both the culture and the history of zombies in that respect, I do recommend watching that part in particular. Because what it brought up was the fact that in voodoo, the concept of zombies is pretty, there's like some similarities, and yet there's a lot of differences between what we think of, you know, in modern times of zombies compared to what they call zombies. And it's kind of interesting because it's very much connected to not only traditional African religions that the slaves, the former slaves in Haiti, you know, worshipped, but also there's some, you know, fear of slavery mixed in there as well, because the concept of the zombie in that context is that it is a person whose spirit is being controlled and possessed by a dark practitioner of voodoo who's using their abilities and powers to control people into doing whatever they want, and you have no say in it. In other words, a slave. So I thought it was really interesting how the fear that, you know, the black inhabitants of Haiti, especially those who do practice voodoo and believe in voodoo, there is some degree of fear of being turned into an actual zombie by somebody who wants to control you and manipulate you, and you can't do anything about it. So that was actually kind of interesting. And the other interesting thing they mentioned in it as well is how, it, especially in the U.S., our understanding of what the zombie is like kind of like part misunderstanding, part exaggeration of the Haitian concept of the zombie, which I just mentioned. And there's also a level of racism and exoticism involved in this portrayal as well, because, you know, it's like, ooh, this mysterious foreign religion and, you know, this weird magic and all this creepy stuff is going on. And it's like, well, you know, it's kind of like a misunderstanding to some degree of what it's all about. And the one thing I thought was interesting was in that particular episode, one of the experts that the host was interviewing to better understand, you know, this origin of the zombie is actually somebody who is a practitioner of voodoo. And to quote him, he said that, like, it's easier for people to acknowledge the zombie part of voodoo rather than my humanity as a Black practitioner of this religion. And it is a religion to some people, you know. So it's like, it's kind of a sad observation in a way that, like, people can acknowledge the creepy voodoo zombie thing, but they don't acknowledge the humanity behind it. So it was very thought-provoking, I thought. And I know there's, like, another similar creature that I believe Mary could talk about, the Draugr, which is also a creature pretty similar to a zombie as well.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the Draugr is more of like a Scandinavian Norse creation, I guess you could say. They're also known as Draugr, Draugr, and Draugen. And it's an undead creature from the Norse mythology. The Old Norse meanings of the word are revenant, undead man, and ghost. They considered Draugr to still live in their graves or their cairns. They are reanimated. They are an actual corpse that has been reanimated there. So they're not like the ghosts that we think of today, of the incorporeal forms of ghosts where they could just kind of go through whatever. These are like your almost like what Walking Dead zombies would be considered, I guess, only less skin. They often guard the treasure that's been buried with them. And for the Norse mythology, they believe that after a person has died, the main indication that the person will become a Draugr is that the corpse is not lying in a horizontal position. So if it is propped up or it is standing up while after it dies, it's an indication that this dead may return. As it said, any mean, nasty, or greedy person can become a Draugr. And it says, however, unlike ghost, Draugr can also come about through an infection by another Draugr, which is where I think they get the, if a zombie bites you, you can become a zombie.
Mm.
Yeah. Some of the ways that they actually had, the Vikings had a way of preventing Draugr from returning. It said, the Vikings believed that if even one person was dead, their body could still move and harm other people. A Draugr would go around and hurt anyone in his way. Many precautions were carried out to prevent the Draugr from wandering around. Straw would be put under the shroud, and a pair of scissors would rest in the chest of the dead. The big toes of the dead were tied together so he couldn't move. So when the funeral came to the part of transferring the coffin to the graveyard, the bearers would stop before stepping out of the house. They stopped inside, lowering and raising the coffin in three directions to make the sign of scissors. There were times that the dead were carried through the door for the corpse or the cop's box or the cop's door. It was simply a hole in the wall with a brick covering. Once someone died, the bricks would be removed to make the way. Once the ritual was over, it was rebuilt. because the Vikings thought that the dead would return through the way that they came out. If the dead were buried in the graveyard, there would be an additional ritual that a powerful man would use the magic words to tie the dead to the coffin. So there have been, Draugr have been heavily featured in a lot of in several films. There was a horror film called Draug, which is about a group of Viking soldiers encountering a Draugr in Sweden. A short film titled Draugr heavily features Draugr as a primary antagonist in a post-apocalyptic future where humanity is at war with them. There were two types, the Draugr thralls and the more powerful Draugr priests. There was a show called Sleepy Hollow. Draugr appeared in an episode of that. They've been in literature. The Morganville Vampires, The Sword in the Satchel, the Barrow-wights of Middle-earth are based on Draugr. So even Tolkien has talked about Draugr. And the way I was actually introduced through to Draugr is through video games. As y'all know, I'm a huge video game nerd. And one of my most favorite video games is The Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim. And they are huge inside that game. And in Morrowind, they're also in The Elder Scrolls Online. They're heavily featured in that. They've been in The Witcher 2. They're in World of Warcraft. They're in another game called Valheim. Draugr are very, very popular, and I think they're probably very, very much part of the reason why Romero's zombies have kind of gotten the way they are, because I think he's dug deep into zombie lore to create his zombies.
Yeah. Actually, a couple of things. One thing is, you know, I did read a little bit about Draugr, and in fact, actually, Monstrum did a short episode about them as well. And actually, I wouldn't be surprised if George R.R. Martin used Draugr as like an inspiration for the White Walkers, or
yes,
in the novels, they would be called the Others. But yes, you know, yeah. Yeah, because I mean, I know he said in interviews that he did use like some of the more Celtic Irish lore about Fae and the Sealy and the Unsealy and stuff like that. But then he also, he never actually said he used Draugr, but you could kind of guess from, especially how the TV show adapted the novels, that they totally used Draugr for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, actually, since you mentioned Romero, that's actually the second part of the Monstrum trilogy on zombies. It was actually an entire episode dedicated to the George Romero zombie movies. And apparently one interesting thing that came up was that we talked about this like before we started recording, but actually he claimed that he wasn't overly familiar with like the Haitian voodoo concept of the zombie, which I talked about a few minutes ago. But especially at the time, like he did his first movie, Night of the Living Dead, he said actually he was more inspired by I Am Legend when he came up with his zombies. And in fact, he said that he never called the creatures zombies in the original movie, and he never personally referred to them as being zombies until much later, after people kept calling them that. And he was like, okay, fine, you know, you're calling them zombies, fine, they're zombies. Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, I mean, if I remember, it's been so long since I've watched any of his, any of the Romero movies. But yeah, I don't think he ever really did. And they never referred to them as zombies in The Walking Dead either. They were always known as the Walkers.
Right.
They've never been as far as I know, they were never addressed as an actual zombie. Everybody knows that's what they were.
Yeah, I kind of like related to what I was talking about, like in terms of, you know, the more historical you know, origins, what have you, of zombies. I kind of wonder if that's a conscious decision not to call them zombies because of the fact that there's this complicated, you know, situation where, you know, you have voodoo and they do have a concept of zombies. It is part of their, you know, religious belief about how, you know, people who misuse their powers, their spiritual powers, can actually do something like that to people. And, you know, there's this uncomfortable, you know, thing about, well, okay, now you're co-opting the term and you're talking about something kind of different, you know. So I don't know. I would be actually kind of fascinated to find the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Personally, I guess, like, the third part to that Monstrum series was actually about the more modern interpretations of zombies, like post Romero. So you do have what they call the more scientific origins of zombies, where it's like some crazy disease causing a pandemic and it turned people into zombies. So, you know, you have like stuff like I Am Legend, and you have
28 Days Later.
And yeah, those movies. Oh, and
then 28 Weeks Later.
Right. And I think like World War Z.
Mm-hmm. World War Z was another one.
Yeah. There's quite a few that are like this post-Romero movie pop culture Hollywood interpretation of the zombie, along with Walking Dead, which we've already mentioned. So I think that's pretty interesting. The concept that the zombie, like any other monster, is a representation of societal anxieties about something.
Mm-hmm.
So we're now, yeah, like our anxieties are about disease. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about it, I Am Legend, and I looked it up. I misspoke onto the, as to when it was set. It was set in the year 2020. It was set in the year 2012.
So, okay, we survived.
Yeah, we survived it. Yay!
We're safe. We're safe. Yay!
But no, because it was, I'd heard multiple sources say that it was from, that it was set in the year like 2021 or 2022. So I am sorry, I did misspeak on that one. So it was set in the year 2012.
As to like what Sam said earlier in the beginning of the episode, like I am not a huge fan of horror in general, but there's like some horror things that I am okay with watching. Unfortunately, zombies is not one of them.
I like zombie movies, but I like zombie movies and zombie stuff and horror things in my own way. Like I enjoy things like, I don't mind watching zombie stuff because I know it's fake. Even as real as it looks, I know it's fake. The stuff that I can't watch and I have trouble watching, or I should say I cannot watch with the lights out, are things like Annabelle, when it's like the haunted dolls.
Right.
And shit like that. Or stuff that's like based on a true story. Because, I mean, yeah, I believe in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I personally couldn't really get into zombies. I mean, like, aside from the fact that, like, I'm not into creepy, grotesque things. Not that, like, my culture believes in like zombies or anything like that, but there's like, I've subconsciously absorbed certain superstitions related to, you know, funeral procedures and, you know, the afterlife and stuff like that. And like, yeah, zombie undead things like that is a little too creepy for me.
I think I just have a fear, just like with sharks, I have a fear of being eaten. So, you know, zombies are a no-go for launch for me. Nope. Nope.
I mean, everybody has their things. Like I said, I can't do things like Chucky or Annabelle, or, you know, the paranormal, where it's really not explained what the hell is going on.
Right.
like the psychological thrill, the like psychological horror stuff is, I'm not into that. I don't like that stuff because that shit's too real for me.
Right.
But yet I can sit there and I can watch.
Final Destination, not your cup of tea.
I watched the first one. I did not watch any of the other ones. Yeah, I made it through the first one. I was like, yeah, nope. I still do not. The minute I see a log truck, I move. I do not stay behind it. I do not.
Yeah.
But you want to know what, like, and one of the things that make zombies still just, like, so scary, like, the advancement of science, like I mentioned, I Am Legend, how it was mm-hmm. off of the cure for cancer. With science going the way it is, and, like, they're making all of these things, and, like, they're hoping to find cures for all these diseases and stuff, like, I can't help but think, like, someone is going to cause a zombie apocalypse. It's just going to happen.
I'm still not here. That the COVID shots didn't do it. Haven't caused, aren't going to cause us to have the zombie apocalypse.
You know what's so funny is when they were first talking about the shots for COVID, and I, you know, didn't do enough research, and I was like, wow, they did it that fast. Like, this is going to be the zombie apocalypse. And then I found out they've actually been working on it for like 20 years. So I was like, okay, I feel a little bit better. At least it wasn't a quick thing.
Yeah, but I think it's the fact that it was an mRNA.
Mm-hmm.
It is what kind of, I mean, obviously I got the shot.
And they said a lot of vaccines are going to be like that now. So if it's not COVID, it's going to be something else.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I'm like, I'm not as skeptical about science. I'm actually where a lot of my, you know, fears about stuff is actually more like what is truly unknown. Like, you can't touch it, you can't see it, you can't feel it. So it's like all, you know, things like ghosts and, you know, the afterlife, that is what actually spooky to me. That's more disturbing to me, because it's like you can't possibly get a handle on that, you know, because it's like, as you know, as like revolutionary as like scientific discoveries are, it's like you still can have proof that it is a thing, you know, of some kind. But it's like, you know, noises in the dark, unless you somehow are going to run around figuring out where that noise came from, like, what is it? Like, what, you know, what could it be? That is what creeps the hell out of me. So.
Oh, and I'm a firm believer in ghosts. I believe ghosts exist.
I mean, I think they're possible, but again, it's still like, you know, I would prefer not to have an experience with one. I'm okay with acknowledging the possibility that they exist. I don't need actual proof that they do.
I definitely believe that when you pass, you're still around. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know about like though I do believe in ghosts, because like there's just too many times like freaky stuff happens that mm-hmm. is not explained, that it could only, you know. But, like, I really do believe that, like, you know, the people that pass away, like, they're still here in some capacity.
For a while, at least.
Yeah.
I guess, like, before we move past the cultural, historical part of our episode, I do want to mention, like, not that I know this particularly well, because my parents didn't really teach me that much about, you know, the more supernatural aspects of my culture. Partially because my parents honestly don't believe in some of these things, but also my mom's side of the family in particular, we're Catholic, so we don't talk much about it. But there is actually a creature that, depending on like the translation of, you know, how you would refer to this creature, it could be called a vampire or it could be called a zombie. Although, based off the description, I think it fits more like a zombie But I'll mention this creature again when we do our hint our vampire episode. But there is a creature called the Jiangshi, which is also like basically a dead body that comes back to life through all sorts of odd circumstances and reasons and whatnot, kind of like with the Draugr. Mm-hmm. One aspect of this creature that makes it also fit to some degree the definition of a vampire is that it doesn't come back to suck blood, but what it comes back to take from you is your chi. So in a sense, it's a type of vampire as well, because it's trying to suck your life force, basically. And in a manner of speaking, blood is, in many cultures, you know, a type of life force, mm-hmm. you know, both literally and figuratively when you think of it. So, yeah, that happens to be another creature. And there's quite a few other ones, but, you know, things like revenants as well. So, yeah.
I know it has absolutely nothing to do with zombies, but that was a damn good movie. Sorry. That was just a damn good movie.
Yeah. But anyway, I guess we'll close out this episode with again talking a little bit about pop culture, movie, TV depictions of zombies. We've already mentioned a few, but any others that you guys want to bring up or you want to discuss a little bit further on?
Well, here's one that I thought was very interesting. And I mean, I know we don't talk about religion much, but I do have to bring this up because there actually is references to zombies in the Bible.
Huh.
They're okay. Actually, it's I mean, Easter. Not obviously. Yes, Easter. But there's a couple other ones here. I mean, there's many other ones. The book of Ezekiel describes a vision where Ezekiel is dropped in a boneyard and prophecies to the bones. The bones start to shake and become covered with muscle and flesh till they're reanimated, yet there was no breath in them. The book of Isaiah states, "Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead." Mm. So, I mean, there's also, besides obviously the most famous one of Easter, but there's a couple, so that's a couple other ones that I really, obviously I have not read the Bible in years, and I don't remember all of it, and I don't remember these passages, but I thought that was kind of interesting.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Whether you do or don't believe in the Bible or whatever, you know, if you just look at it as a book, it's quite interesting.
Go into our medias. So I looked up Rotten Tomatoes has a list of 30 essential zombie movies.
Oh my.
Yeah. And so it doesn't mean that they're necessarily the best, but they are what they consider essential, and it's movies that they feel you need to watch. So, coming in at number 30, Night of the Comet, 1984. Number 29, Juan of the Dead. Sorry. Number 28, Little Monsters. 27, Wild Zero. 26, Scooby-Doo on Zombie Island. 25, Resident Evil.
Oh yeah, Resident Evil.
Ooh yeah, those are good ones.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah.
Number 24, yeah. Cemetery Man. 23, mm-hmm. Death Dream. 22, mm-hmm. 28 Weeks Later, which we mentioned before. Yes. 21 is Versus. Number 20, Night of the Creeps. 19, I Walked with a Zombie. 18 is Warm Bodies. 17, Planet Terror. 16, Zombie Flesh Eaters.
15, Let Sleeping Corpses Lie. 14,
Can I just say I haven't heard of half of these?
I know. That's what I was thinking. I've heard of this
one. Or I should say, I haven't heard of most of these.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. I think maybe I've heard of two so far.
Yeah, 28 Weeks Later and Warm Bodies.
Oh, and Resident Evil.
And of course, Resident Evil.
And Resident Evil.
So okay, there's three. I've heard of three.
Number 14, World War Z. I've heard of that one.
Four.
13, Dawn of the Dead.
Five.
12, Day of the Dead.
Okay, now we're getting into my era.
11, One Cut of the Dead. That has a 100% fresh rating, by the way, on Rotten Tomatoes.
Huh.
And yeah, based on the names, it is gonna. I don't know if it's Asian, which mm-hmm. I'm sorry, they definitely make some of the best movies, so that doesn't surprise me that it would be 100%.
True. True.
Number 10.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Number 10, The Return of the Living Dead.
Okay.
Number 9, Dead Alive. Number 8, Reanimator. Number 7 is Wreck. Number 6 is 28 Days Later. Number 5 is Zombieland.
I've heard of that one.
Number 4 is Night of the Living Dead. Number 3 is Train to Busan. Or Busan.
Yeah, Train to Busan.
Oh, I said it right. Yeah. Woohoo! Number 2, Shaun of the Dead.
Okay, that was just funny.
And number 1 is Dawn of the Dead. I'm guessing it's the original compared to the other one. So that's the top 30 essential movies. There's a million and one lists of like the best or the goriest. But since I don't watch zombie movies, I couldn't tell you which ones were the best.
Nope.
I don't know. I like 28 Days Later. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Shaun of the Dead is just funny.
Yeah, it's like a goofy one.
Yeah, it's an irreverent look at the zombie movies. It really is. It was kind of funny. I've watched it a couple of times.
Okay, that movie I might be willing to watch just because it doesn't take itself too seriously.
It really doesn't. If I'm remembering it correctly, it does not take itself seriously at all. It's been several years since I've
Zombieland
watched it,
as well. Zombieland's a funny movie. It has like Woody Harrelson, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, that was more of a comedy one.
I believe that's the one Amber Heard is in for like 2 minutes, and she turns into a zombie and gets killed. Great.
That might be worth to watch it just for that.
Oh boy.
Sorry.
I brought it up, so I guess it's my
hashtag
fault.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, so there's like a million and one movies and TV shows. Obviously, TV shows are still actually being made. Was actually just being filmed by me. Walking Dead. Thank you. I just answered my own question. Yeah. So The Walking Dead, I just found out like a few weeks ago, was on filming like the next town over and like shut down like the highway to film. And then just last week, I believe, they were filming in Newark. So I'm like, all right, it's a little too close for home. Go somewhere else. Bye-bye. Go away. Though I have to say, if I was an actor, I kind of want to play a zombie just because like you don't have to say anything. You know, like, you don't have to say anything. Yeah. You just have to walk slow. And you get to wear all, like, this cool makeup and stuff.
Yeah.
Though, depending on, like, how, like, they do the makeup, like, it could be a little claustrophobic, I think, as well. But
yeah, depending.
But, yeah. Let's see. MovieWeb did do Best Zombie TV Series Ranked. I can do that real quick, too.
only 13, so it'll be quick. Number 13, In the Flesh. It was only on for one season. Great. Number 2, Dead Set. The British miniseries. Number 11 is Z Nation. It ran for 5 seasons. Tales of the Walking Dead comes in at number 10.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Number 9 is Ash vs. Evil Dead.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What a name. Number 8 is The Returned. Number 7 is Fear of the Walking Dead, which is currently still running.
Yes.
Number 6 is iZombie. Number 5 is Kingdom, which is a South Korean horror series. It's also still
filming. It is.
Number 4 is Black Summer. Number 3 is Santa Clarita Diet, which I've heard mixed reviews on, but...
I didn't think that was about zombies. I thought that was about cannibals.
No, I think she's dead. I haven't watched it, but I think she... Or, I'm sorry, she has zombie-like symptoms. So I don't know. But in all honesty, I mean, besides the fact that zombies are, like, dead, like, what are the difference between zombies and cannibals?
Yeah.
One's breathing, one's not.
True. There's not a whole lot of difference.
Yeah.
Ugh. Although I guess the only thing is cannibals don't necessarily... Cook their
food. Yeah.
They cook the food and they don't necessarily infect you if you get bit by one. You don't turn into a cannibal.
True.
That would be the biggest difference.
You're right. When you write, you write. Number 2, All of Us Are Dead. Also a Korean series. And number 1, shocker, not shocker, The Walking Dead, which is also still running. Since I mentioned that they were just filming. I mean.
Ha, still running.
But they're walking. I'm just going to say it. Like, you can outrun the zombie. Unless they kind of like one of those fast zombies, like in freaking I Am Legend.
World War Z. It's like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. But if it's like The Walking Dead.
Yeah. Because they didn't have the feral zombies at night that ran.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a Romero thing. Or no, Romero zombies always just walked.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Catch us next time.
And see what we're going to talk about.
Because the three fates decide.
Are you ready to wow your friends with trivia tidbits about your favourite books and authors? Join me, Jess.
And me, Rachel.
On our new Book Trivia Podcast.
Each episode, we kick off with some fun book trivia, then dive into our featured read with plenty of juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
If you love books, authors, and a side of silliness, then why not give us a listen?
Find us at booktriviapodcast.com or on Reddit, Instagram, and Substack, where we are Book Trivia Podcast.